This evening concludes the third annual Eat Local Week, a series of events taking place throughout Sarasota, Manatee, Charlotte, and DeSoto counties that includes celebrations, markets, lectures, workshops, discussions, and more regarding the importance of eating locally, learning new skills, and investing in the local economy. For more information about Eat Local Week and what it means to Sarasota, I spoke yesterday with Woody Tash, this year's keynote speaker and author of the book Inquiries into the Nature of Slow Money, Investing as if Food, Farms, and Fertility Mattered. Here is a portion of that interview. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Mr. Tash.
My pleasure.
So before we go into the benefits of the slow money movement and eating locally, what are some of the negative effects of the prevalent food economy?
Well, I'm not sure we have enough time in this interview to cover them all. I know that sounds kind of dire when you say it that way, but our food system has kind of tricked us into thinking everything is okay because there's so much plentiful, affordable food filling all our supermarket shelves. But the reality is, over the last couple of generations, as we've gone down the industrial food path, which, as I said, does produce a lot of really cheap, very inexpensive shelf-stable food, a whole bunch of system problems have begun piling up. So soil erosion, endocrine disruptors, depleted aquifers, all kinds of chemicals in our food, many of which have never been tested for long-term, cumulative impact. Carbon in the atmosphere, which people don't think of as a food problem, but it actually is. Our petrochemical food system actually contributes significantly to greenhouse gases. So there's just a loss of biodiversity. I'll add one more. Loss of biodiversity. So in almost every food group that is in the food system in the United States, we've gone from, let's say, 100 varieties in commercial production 100 years ago to 3 or 4 or 5 varieties dominating commercial production today, which makes the food system much more vulnerable to disruption and disease. So there's a lot of issues, and I guess I have to end with diabetes and obesity, since we're talking about Eat Local Week. So the impact on human health of a food system that's full of processed foods and full of salt and sugar and fat is becoming increasingly obvious. I mean, there are projections that as many as a third of Americans will have diabetes over the next generation.
And your book is based on 6 slow money principles. Before we go specifically into Eat Local Week, I'd just like to quote the second part of Principle 4. We must connect investors to the places where they live, creating vital relationships and new sources of capital for small food enterprises. What are the benefits of doing this?
Well, to me, this is one of the most fundamental things we can do to begin fixing our economy from the ground up. As investors, we give our money to people we don't know very well to invest in things they don't understand completely, halfway around the world in places none of us will ever visit. And when you think about it that way, you think, well, of course, that's not a recipe for a healthy future. So taking some responsibility for some of our money, putting it to work in things that we understand near where we live, and in the case of slow money, we're focused on food because we think this is the most important, the most tangible, the most immediate way to get community benefits is to have more local farms, more local food businesses, distribution and processing businesses, and having the local community be more resilient in terms of its own supply. You know, most communities across the United States produce 1 or 2% of the food that they consume. So they're very vulnerable in all kinds of ways to outside supply disruptions and other issues. So if we want health, not only good food, but a healthy local economy, putting money to work, connecting investors to the places where they live and getting them to invest in food is one of the best ways to start.
And so how does Eat Local Week relate to these principles?
Well, there are Eat Local Weeks in many communities around the country as part of this broader, let's say, local food movement or relocalization movement. And they're very important because they get people to start thinking about where their food comes from, start thinking about where the restaurants they eat at get their food, start thinking about how much local food is in the supermarket. And this is, the first step in the process. Obviously, in slow money, we're kind of interested in maybe the second step in the process, which is once that awareness is there on the consumer's part, the next part of the awareness is, wait a minute, if we want all of this, we can't just use our consumer dollars. We've also got to use some of our investment dollars. So that would be kind of the next step in the process.
And you've mentioned the Slow Money Organization a couple of times. I just want to clarify for our listeners that you are the founder and chairman of Slow Money, and that it's a network of investors, philanthropists, farmers, entrepreneurs, and everyday people who are concerned about where their food comes from and where their money goes. I wanted to ask you, what kinds of future changes do you think can result from investing in local food economies in the Sarasota area?
Well, first, I would like to just add to your description of Slow Money, just to put a few more numbers on there. We currently have 17 chapters, 16 in the U.S. and one just started in France. We have 6 investment clubs in addition, and over $23 million has been invested in 185 small food enterprises over the last 3 years. So we consider this a promising beginning, and we're doing what we can. We're a nonprofit network. We're really connecting people both at the local level and across regions around this exciting prospect of investing in the local food system. And as to the question of how this will benefit Sarasota, I would say the same way it will benefit, you know, all other communities who are involved in this process, and that is you'll have more healthy food, more farmers, more fertility in the soil, more water in your aquifer, less carbon in the atmosphere, and long-term, just greater health, both for the people as individuals and for the community as a whole.
And what can local residents do year-round to support the local food economy, whether it be in Sarasota or somewhere else in the country, or even in France, as you mentioned?
The first step is buying local, for sure. So that's, again, you know, aligning your consumer dollars, doing whatever you can to put money into restaurants and community-supported agriculture, farmers markets, just ways of directly supporting people who are sourcing the food locally, preparing it locally, delivering it locally, et cetera. So that's the first part. That's the consumer part, knowing who you're buying your food from, et cetera. The next part would be if you have the gumption and the wherewithal, is roll your sleeves up and start collaborating with your friends and neighbors to put your investment dollars to work, looking for small food businesses to invest in. Of course, that's what Slow Money as a network does through our chapters and networks and whatever. And we do have a handful of folks in Sarasota who are at the beginning of that process that we hope will endure and grow.
What are some of the effects of the Slow Money movement that you've seen so far in the United States?
We're early, so it would be overreaching to claim, you know, victory or impact yet, but it's very encouraging. To me, the fact that we've gotten thousands of people to come to our national gatherings, we're doing our fourth one April 29th and 30th in Boulder this year, and we'll have people from 35 states and a few foreign countries there, and some very world-class thought leaders and entrepreneurs and farmers and So this early activity has been very, very encouraging to me, and we've got a long way to go. So I'd say we've taken the first few steps, but I hope, let's say a decade from now, hundreds of thousands of people will be involved in investing locally in various ways. We're doing what we can to create vehicles that will make it easy, ways of bringing people together both locally and using the internet and other ways. But you know, I hope we're at the beginning of something that can really make a lasting difference to food systems and to the way people think about investing.
Great. Well, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much for speaking with me today.
All right. Thanks so much for your time as well.
That was Woody Tash, author of Inquiries into the Nature of Slow Money and founder of the organization Slow Money, discussing Eat Local Week in Sarasota. The celebration concludes tonight with the Harvest Ball, which runs from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Southgate Community Center, 3145 Southgate Circle in Sarasota. The event will feature a local foods potluck, silent auction, music by the Barnstorm Quartet, and contra dancing. For WSLR, I'm Tyler Whitson.